Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our coverage of the 2019 AXFI Conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we just got through with day number one here at AXFI. And we covered the gamut. We covered quantum computing. We covered system on a chip. We covered lots of AI, lots of machine learning, and obviously lots of data analytics. And so just another great day of talking, pardon the 90s term, but cutting edge technology here. Presented to the credit union industry, and it's there for the taking, guys. So it's all right here at AXFI, and Mr. Tom Davis, President CEO of Trellance, kicked off the morning with some insightful comments about what's going on in technology out there and what credit unions can do to stay relevant and actually stay ahead of the curve. So thank you very much for that, Tom. And our opening keynote this morning was Mr. Jim Maroos. He is the co-publisher of The Financial Brand and just an all-around financial marketing and tech expert in the financial services industry. And he's an all-around good guy as well. So it's great having Jim here given his keynote. And I actually got to see it this time, and it was on trends and predictions for the future of banking. And he just gave many examples. He used Uber, Airbnb, Google, Apple, all the top folks out there, and what they're doing with technology, and then how it relates to credit unions. He brought it back home to credit unions and how they can apply what these other companies have done to not only be relevant, but to stay ahead of the technology curve these days, which is getting harder and harder to do with the pace of business these days. So anyway, it was great to have Jim here, and then we started with the breakout sessions. One of the ones that Kirk Kordaleski, he's Chief Strategy Officer at Best Innovation Group, he talked about their overview, the digital transformation revolution, is it leaving credit unions behind? So a great topic there. And we also had Pamela Norton, CEO and founder of Borsetta, Will You Trust the Digital Wallet of the Future? And we actually had her here in the studio lounge, and she gave a great talk on system on the chip, where this technology is going and how credit unions can really take advantage of it. The other breakout this morning was Steve Coynum from Peer IT CUSO. He talked about Password Palooza, rethinking your password policy. I can't wait till the day that we don't have the passwords anymore, but it's coming soon, I hope. Anyway, and then after that, after a nice little breakout here for all the vendors out here to collaborate with the credit unions and collaborate with each other, a lot of networking going on here, by the way, we had the killer fintech speed rounds where we had, I think we had half a dozen, maybe seven or so technology companies up there present and in front of a judging panel, and the winners were CU Rise got top, was the top dog, was the top winner, and then Judy AI second place, and then Prism also got to third place there. So those are our top three winners of the killer fintech speed rounds. Go check those folks out online, by the way. They're offering some great, great stuff. And then just after lunch, they had another keynote there. Patrick Singer, he is a strategist at New America, and he talked about the cyber threatscape. And after listening to him, I wanted to go crawl underneath a rock and just get off the grid and not mess with anything cyber. But he also had solutions to a lot of these threats. So that was the silver lining to his cloud. And so we actually had him here in the studio lounge as well. So stay tuned for that interview. But great guy, great talk on just the reality of the cyber threats out there right now that credit unions need to be aware of to protect not only their credit union, but to protect their members as well. And then moved into the afternoon, and we had a slew of other breakout sessions. Some of them were FinTech's role in advancing credit union analytics, 10 ways I can hack you using email, very scary one, but again, solutions were provided, shattering your illusion of security, a framework of security gap and identification. Let's see here, the other ones were digital marketplace, the future of financial services business model, creating an innovative culture in your credit union, and top reasons to break up with your legacy network were the breakout sessions this afternoon. So there's just tons of great content here, tons of expert providing excellent content. And then we closed out the day with a really cool debate between Mr. John Best, Best Innovation Group, and Brian Lay, founder and CEO of AlphaRank. Actually, AlphaRank won the killer speed rounds last year. So congrats to them for last year, but they brought Brian Lay back. So he and John debated on the ethics of AI And then they actually went in more detail about, you know, is your artificial intelligence, it's only as good as your data analytics. And so they talked about a number of things. It was a really great discussion and a semi-debate there, but it was good to have those guys on stage talking about the pros and cons of AI. And we're actually going to have them in the studio lounge tomorrow to do a more in-depth debate on whose side they're going to take on AI. So it was a great way to close out our day, and we had a whole bunch of people here in the studio lounge as well. Too many to list, but stay tuned for all those interviews. Hope you guys enjoy them, and we're going to do this again tomorrow. Another full day of breakout sessions, keynotes, networking, and other mind-blowing technology that will just raise your eyebrows. Let's put it that way. But anyway, appreciate you guys watching, and stay tuned for our video interviews. And again, this was day number one, so stay tuned for more.